Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie. We're grateful to God. I got so excited about the word that's coming forth. I disconnected the call. Praise God. Prophet Nina, thank you so much for being with us on tonight.
You are most welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, we are excited tonight to have Prophet Nina as our guest voice tonight, releasing what it is that the Spirit of God has given her. Powerful message. I'm to live as the Lord leads. Amen.
Amen.
But we want
you
to, for those who are on the call, send a message to one of your friends. Send them a text. Send them a message on Facebook. Let them know that we're live and a word is about to go forth that will empower them and help them on their journey to become understanding what they need to render. Amen. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. God, just giving you praise for who you are. We thank you for your healing virtue that's moving even now, God, in the midst of your people. God, we thank you for touching bodies, God. We thank you for clearing lungs right now, God. We thank you for body aches subsiding right now, God. We speak to coughs right now, tickling of the throat right now in the name of Jesus. We place it under the blood, God. We stand on your word that declares that by his stripes we were healed. Because we were healed, we stand now firm in our healing for the manifestation of your power working through us on this evening. Father, we ask that you just have your way. We take authority over every hindrance that will try to show forth its face on tonight. We thank you that we move in victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We count it done. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm excited. So I'm going to just go ahead and let you flow. And as the Lord leads, Apostle Benny and I are here to just share what the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen, amen. I do appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayer. Thank you so much. Welcome, listeners, to the Empowerment Place Ministry. If you're a first-time caller in, the extended welcome goes out to you to join in on a weekly basis. She does this every Sunday evening at 8 p.m., and there are links on Blog Talk Radio that you can actually go and listen to past messages, but we do appreciate those that have called in this evening. But if you've been listening to the weekly broadcast of the Empowerment Place, you know that Apostle Valerie and Apostle Benny have been teaching understanding purpose and position, knowing who you are and whose you are, and then not comparing ourselves to anyone else. So this evening, I want to push us just another step. As we begin to understand who we are, be it a teacher, a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, an apostle, it's not limited to the church, but these are also roles that we can have in the marketplace. We need to begin to understand our own self-worth, and we need to understand what it is that we must render unto God. And this song came to me, I think, on Friday evening before I went to intercessory prayer at Mount Nebo Baptist Church in West Point. The song, "What Shall I Render Unto God for All His Blessings? What Shall I Render? What Shall I Give?" This is a song that Vanessa Bell Armstrong thing. And so that just kind of sat with me. So when Apostle Val reached out to me about teaching tonight, that was as if it had already been put into place, as God prepares us for things even when we don't know we're being prepared. So again, I say thank you for this opportunity. As we look to understand the word render, as a verb, it means to provide or give. It's a service, helping someone else. From the King James Bible, Psalms 116, 12 through 19 reads, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious is the sight of the Lord, is the death of his saints." Let me read that again. "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bond. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord." So I want to kind of break this down a little bit for us as we move forward. And as we think of the cup of salvation, we're thinking about life. We were all created by God. The air we breathe, the activity of our limbs, those are all things that he supplies for us. We all know that he died that we may live a life more holy and stress-free. But for some, here lies the struggle. Life is based on choices, some good and some not so good. Each choice we make has an alternative and a consequence. The consequence of our actions, we often hope, go unnoticed. But what we don't get sometimes is what happens when the decisions that we're making start to impact of the lives of others that are around us or that are connected to us. You know, you think as a parent, you make a decision to pay the light bill or to buy a new pair of shoes. Well, if you have children in the house, then your choice is going to be paying the light bill, because if you don't, the consequence to that is your children will be sitting in the dark. You won't have a way to provide light for them, say, to do homework or to be able to cook food. So all of the choices that we make have a consequence. And sometimes they go unnoticed, sometimes they don't. As Christian believers and as kingdom builders, we must all be aware of what we're doing and what we're saying. I've said it before, and I've heard it time and time again, that hurt people hurt people. And I'm seeing that more and more in churches. Apostle Val reminds us constantly about how people are watching us and making notes of the things that we're doing, the things that we're saying. As leaders, we need to not operate in fear or hate, but with love as the foundation as we move forward. Our lives are to be lived loving and serving other people. This is how the cup of salvation will overflow, and this is how we will receive our blessings from above. Pay my vows, as it mentions in verse 18. Pay my vows. If you make a promise to do something, you should just do it, but not to please man, but to please God. In King James again, Numbers 32, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. We all know that our lives have not always been perfect, and we all are a work in progress. Apostle Valerie's book, The Seeds I've Sown, is a testament to that. But we understand in our efforts of asking God for forgiveness that we must be mindful again that people are watching. You profess your love for God in church. You repent. You offer up the best testimony. But then you demonstrate to the world that it's not sincere. You know, we all want to be transparent, right? You know, living in that glass house. In a lot of instances, I think this is the exact reason why church folk, and I use that term loosely, church folk, are the best examples as why people don't join congregations of a church. We need to demonstrate that we're trying to do better. It doesn't help if you sit in a service and you pray for people, but the moment the service is over, you're out front smoking a cigar, or immediately people see you at the local store playing your lucky lottery numbers. In the English Standard Version, Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, robberies, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. People, God wants and needs us to do so much more. Professing our love for God is great, but it's our actions. It's our actions. Our actions is what we are actually doing that will make a difference in this world. Servants, not just inside the church wall, but we must be a servant in all aspects of our life. Now, God was the greatest example of that. He did his work. He prayed. He healed. He turned water into wine. He did not complain about what it is that he had to do. Again, he did it. I know 4, sometimes 5 intercessors that rise at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'll say that again, not just on Monday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every morning at 5 a.m. to pray for other people. It's not because they have to, but because they are being obedient to God's calling for their lives. It's so easy to turn off the alarm and go back to sleep. I know I may have thought to do it once or twice, but then you internally feel an urge to just get up on the phone, and then the feeling that you get knowing that at that moment, you are making a connection to God on a level that so many yearn to have. It's an amazing feeling, but it's a feeling that we all can have. It's not just limited to 4 or 5 who want to get on the call as intercessory prayers, but that is something that is available to us all. It's all in what we render to receive. The second verse of that song goes, "All I can render is my body and my soul. That's all I can render. That's all I can give." Words so simple, but so true. Our body, it's a temple. It's something that should be respected. Often in life, though, the body is used as a weapon. It sounds a little sinister, but as females, we know the body can be used to get so many things. A new piece of jewelry, you can get your rent paid, you can get your electric bill paid, your water bill paid, if you need food in the refrigerator, if you need gas in the car, whatever you need at that moment, you can use your body to get it. As a believer, though, we must surrender our bodies not to man, but we need to surrender our bodies and our souls to God. Here's a question, though. How many of you really know that Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you? Seriously, can you raise your hand and know that you're not alone? And I'm not referring to the extraterrestrials that are out in space, but do you know the thing that tugs at your mind when something's not right? When your gut is telling you, you know what, I really shouldn't be here at this moment. Maybe I need to be someplace else. Or I'm going for this job interview, but is this really the right job for me? Is this the place for me? Holy Spirit resides within us, whether or not you want to acknowledge it or not. There is always an inner to us that's talking to us. Sometimes we try to tune it out and not hear it, because that's also in those opportunities where our real truth is revealed. And stepping on toes, sometimes a lot of us don't want to see our own truth. And that too will prevent you from rendering all that you have to God. The end of that song says, God has everything. Everything belongs to him. God has everything. Everything belongs to him. All that we are and all that we will be has been directed by God. And you need to embrace that bit of information. Let it really sink in. You know, at church this morning, my uncle, great man that he is, he shared a story with us at church today about a news story that he had watched that had really impacted him, and it had to do with the fires out in California. And he spoke about the families that they were talking to and how some families just literally had to sit in a field far away and watch everything that they owned burn completely to the ground. Now, it had to be an impactful moment to know that everything that you once had is now gone. But in that moment, what stood out truly for him and with me as I think about it is how materialistic the world for some has truly become. And he said that as the news reporter spoke to those families, what came from that is how thankful they were that they still had family. Everything belongs to God. We all belong to God. Our lives have been given to us to fulfill a purpose. Here, we need to walk like God. We need to talk like God. We need to really demonstrate to the world the love that he has demonstrated and he freely gives to us each and every day. The material things in life that we have can be replaced. God is a great provider, and he provides for our needs. And if you're doing those things that he desires in life for you to do, you will be rewarded with blessings, things that you didn't imagine in life that you would have, you too can have. But it's just that act of being obedient to what God is asking for us to render to him. Micah 6:8, again, the English Standard Version. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. What shall I render my all and all? He's simply asking us to be obedient to his word, to listen for his direction. So you say you don't know God's voice. I challenge you to sit quietly and say, Lord, here I am. What is your desire for my life? He will answer, but we must be willing to surrender it all to him. Be humble. Love one another. Be kind and fair to your fellow man and simply walk with God. What shall I render all of who you are and all of who he has put you on this earth to be here if you simply surrender your life to him and know that when you're on the path of righteousness, you are operating in true purpose and you are in position that you will never question who you are or whose you are, and you will never have a need to compare yourself to anyone else. What shall I render? Render your all in all.
Amen.
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 What shall I render? You know, as you were sharing, Prophet, Several things will come into mind when we look at, even out of our obedience, doing that which God has called us to do. It is sad, and you made mention of it, and we've talked about it, you know, over these last few weeks about comparing, and it's sad that people, even in their offerings and their obedience to God, will still even compare, well, I had to do this piece, and they had to do that piece. But it feels like I had to do more than they had to do. People, you've got to understand that the requirements for what God has given you to do are not the same requirements that he gave everybody else.
Amen.
The trials and tribulations that you go through in your life are not to be compared even with the trials and tribulations you see others go through. We keep telling people, and we keep trying to nail this home, when we see people outwardly, that's all we're seeing. We don't know what they live behind closed doors. We don't know what they're being tormented with. We don't know what sins they're dealing with. We don't know anything. We only know what people allow us to see, unless God reveals something to us.
Right,
and so when
we're
looking at what others are doing, how others are responding, how others seemingly are being blessed beyond measure and the big house and they got the big car and they got money in the bank, but you don't understand that when they're at home at night, they considering taking their lives because they have no purpose. They're lonesome and with a house full of people. They're crying themselves to sleep every night because of a spirit of depression. But you see outwardly things that you feel like you want to gravitate to. But God said, look, as we go back to Matthew 6:33, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. There's not anything that we would have need of. The word of God says that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will take care of his own.
Yes, he will.
If
yes,
you understand
yes,
his voice, if you do what he's told you to do, he will bless you. You take it even further. If you're a giver, if you give your tithe and your offering, and I'm not just talking about your money. I'm talking about your time, your gifts, your talent. Yeah. If you give those things back to him, the word of God declares that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't even have room enough to receive. God will take care of you, and all he's asking for, obedience.
Exactly. And then when you do the work.
Go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and when you're doing the work, don't do it begrudgingly, because it shows on your face. It'll, you know how we have conversations with how you feel in a certain way, you need to fix your face. Sometimes people are just not aware of how they look on the outside, and that's, you know, the paintings that we did, the image that we think we're projecting to the world is not always what they see. And I think as we surrender and render our lives to God, that the internal light will, so that you don't have to worry about fixing your face, because you already know that you got a glow to you that nobody else has. Everyone can have an internal light, but everybody's glow is going to be different. Because like you said, no two stories are going to be the same. So you can't compare yourself to what someone else has done. But then, again, as loose term church folk, we so often want to try to keep people put in a box that you really don't allow people to grow in God. You know, you have certain ones that you want to sing, you have certain ones that you want to usher, or you like the way this person operates, so you think they should be a deacon, but there's nothing about that person that emulates leadership as a deacon. So again, church folk get put in roles that they're not capable of operating in a leadership position. And I think sometimes people get caught up in that. And I was having a conversation with a person today, and it was just
you know, oftentimes people internalize that junk from other people, but you can't let someone else's junk destroy. You know who you are, whose you are, and you know what your purpose is. It doesn't matter what they do or what they say. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory is there for us to claim, but so often you get stuck on what somebody else has said or done that you let your push be moved to the wayside, and then you're internalizing that, and then you're not operating in who you are and what it is you should be doing. And then it just becomes sadder all over again.
Amen. And, you know, I think you and I talked about this the other day about how because people don't understand, well, not understand, because they don't have a relationship with God. They have a relationship with a building. They have a relationship with a named ministry. They have a relationship with a named pastor. But they don't have a relationship with God. It's evident in how they treat God's people. Because if you don't operate in the love of God, if you want to dictate to people with no compassion, the word says that we can prophesy. You can do all this stuff, but without love, you're nothing. Without love, you're nothing. And so that's why so many people are really having a challenge with understanding what it is they have to render unto God, because they feel like what they render to the people, the leaders in the church, isn't working. And if they're supposed to be the representative, okay, y'all, see, Jesus, we turn in the corner. We about to turn a corner. Help us, Lord. What shall I render? We're grateful for our callers who are on the line on tonight. Amen. If you have a question or a comment, we do ask that you press 1 and we'll bring you live. Well, thank you for the ones who've also logged in on the internet. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Please share this teaching. Once we're done, share this teaching on your Facebook page, on your Twitter page, on your LinkedIn page. Share this teaching. Amen. That others will be able to hear and apply this word to their lives, that they understand exactly what it is they need to render unto God to receive his blessings.
Yes.
What shall I render? I mean, come on, you know if you're walking, you know if you are living a life of sin. You know if you're living a life of compromise. You know when you're not doing that which God has called you to do. You know when Holy Spirit is prompting you to go left and you go right, or to go right and you know. You know. You know when you're outside of the safety of God's care. You know these things. And God is saying tonight, look, I just need you to get realigned. I need you to get back on track. Because the way that I go is narrow. And because I've ordered your steps, the steps of the righteous are ordered by me. If you are the righteousness of God, if you call me Abba, Father, if you reverence me as Daddy, if I am Lord and Savior of your life, then there should not be a problem with you rendering unto me that which I require of you.
Hallelujah.
You do it at your job. When they ask you to stay late, you mumble and grumble, but you stay. When they ask you to come in early, you mumble and grumble, but you come in. When they say, oh, well, you can't take vacation this week, guess what? You reschedule your vacation and you work it out. But let God say, I need you to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and get intercessor. Oh, I'm sleeping at 5 o'clock. Y'all holy people. Y'all do. I can't do that because I be sleeping at 5 o'clock. But guess what? In 501, God said, oh, because you couldn't open your eyes at 5, today your last day. What?
There it is.
Because you couldn't don't have an opportunity. So what I said to you, come on, y'all. All he wants is for us to obey his word, to be prompted. Yes. Allow the prompting of the Holy Spirit to be your guide. Holy Spirit is only going to lead you in truth. He's not going to distract you. He's not going to cause you to sin. He is going to lead you in truth.
Thank you, Lord.
You got something you want to add, babe?
Oh, no.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, yeah, amen. God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. God, we so many people in this hour have lost much, from the fires in California to the flooding in Lynchburg, Virginia, where people have lost homes and businesses. So much. When we look at the world, there's so much that we see where people are lacking, and we say, God, what's going on? God, what are you doing? The song said, God has everything, and everything belongs to him. And there are seasons when things are cut off.
Yeah.
The pastor said it today. He said, don't mistake the chastisement of God as an opportunity for spiritual warfare, because everything ain't spiritual warfare. Sometimes God just got to teach us a lesson. And we got to stay in that place till we learn the lesson.
Yeah.
And it's even in this, understanding what it is we have to render. Sometimes we feel like, God, are you going to let up? God, are you going to let up? And he said, I can't let up until you learn the lesson. Because I'm not going to bless you in your mess.
There it is.
I'm not going to promote you when you can't keep your promise to me.
There it is.
So, God, I understand. I understand what I have to render. I understand what you want from me. I understand that I have to lay aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset me. And, God, begin to run this race with patience. God, I understand that I'm going to have to come to you some days and say, Father, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I understand, God, that I've got to put on the whole armor of God. Because there are going to be some darts that come after me, God. I'm going to have my feet right. I'm going to be walking in faith. God, there are some things that I know I got to do that I've not been doing, because I want to walk in purpose. I want to fulfill the mandate that you placed on my life. I want to be that living epistle that's being read of men. God, that they read you when they see me and see none of me. I want to be that vessel. Pure and holy, tried and true. I want to be that living sanctuary, Father.
Yeah, thank you.
That where you can dwell in me, and I can be a conduit to win souls to the kingdom. God, to fulfill that which you placed me on the earth to do.
Thank
to make
you.
An impact. My husband posted something. Did you send it to me in a text yesterday, babe? I sent him a picture of one of the ladies had at our alumni retreat, and the hat said, not today, not today, Satan. And my husband texted me back. He said, impact, imprint, obedience. Impact, imprint, obedience. As we render unto God that which he has called us to do, out of our obedience, we will make an impact on someone else's life that will be so tremendous that it'll even imprint them from that day forward, that they'll never forget that moment that they encountered you. And not just encountering you, but the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you, that spoke a word, that gave a look, that gave an embrace, that whatever it was that you did, that you were led by the Spirit of God, out of your obedience, you will make an impact in their lives. And from that impact, you will make an imprint for the kingdom. And it's that which God desires that we render unto him daily. Daily. Another songwriter said, my life is not my own. To him I belong. I give myself to you. That should be a part of our testimony every day, because our life is not our own. When we've been blood washed and bought, our lives are for him to be glorified through us daily. My life is not my own. It is to him I belong. And because of that, what shall I render? I give myself away. Self away so that God can use me. Are you willing to give yourself away today? Are you willing to give up your thoughts, your plans, your ideas, and fully submit? Are you fully persuaded that in him you live, you move, and you have your being? Are you ready to give him what he needs from you today? Are you ready to surrender your all? Are you ready to be that living epistle? Are you ready to give up all of your ideas of who you should be? Tonight you've been given great teaching points of what it is that God wants and how you can go about surrendering your all to him so that he can use you. Prophet, God bless you. Thank you so much for the teaching on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, listeners, as she shared, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock a.m., we go before the throne on your behalf. Amen. We have a good time in the Lord, interceding on behalf of those who send in their prayer requests. On Wednesdays at 5 a.m., we pull on our men as Apostle Benny is trying to gather together kingdom men who have a heart for prayer to dial in on Wednesdays at 5 a.m. where our men lead our call. But we invite you to send in your prayer requests. You can send it to us on Facebook. You can find me, Valerie Burrell. That's B-U-R-R-E-L-L. You can find Prophet Nina on Facebook, who is Yvette Williams. Amen. My husband, Apostle Benny. It's Benny M. Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. Or find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC, and inbox your prayer request. Our dial-in for the prayer is 605-475-4700. The code is 423-243. Again, that number is 605-475-4700. The code is 423-243. And that's Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Wow. That just stretched us, Prophet. That just stretched us. Praise God. Praise God. But we invite you to join us next week at 8 p.m. Our guest teacher next week will be Ms. Sharon Robinson from Georgia. She will be with us to release a word. I think the topic is going to be God did it. God did it. Amen.
Amen.
So we ask that you will join us next week to hear this phenomenal young woman release her sound and impact the kingdom. As always, we invite you to join us each week. We also want to encourage you, if you've not bought My Reality Revealed, if you've not bought Am His Daughter, if you've not bought The Seeds I've Sown, these are books that myself and Prophet Nina have contributed to that are available on Amazon.com. They're also available at Barnes and Noble. These books that we've been told have been a blessing to the readers. Amen. So we encourage you that if you want some insight, on because they're memoirs, they're our lives on paper, and just to help you on your journey of becoming who God would have you to be and dealing with relationships, and also relationships with a father and daughter, and then relationships as a whole, male and female. I believe that these will be great tools for you as you continue to grow in the kingdom. As always at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day to empower yourself. If it's learning a new word, reading a new book, going to a new restaurant, engaging with a new group of people, something, do something to empower yourself, to add to yourself daily But then after you've been empowered, we want you to do something further. We want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Be a change agent. God wants you to be a change agent in the kingdom. And you can do that, empowering those that you come in contact with. So we thank you. Prophet, you pray us out. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, thank you for this opportunity. I hope that the word release will really speak to those that are listening or those that will listen in later, and they will encourage you to surrender and render your all in all to the Lord. So, Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, thanking you for an opportunity, Father God, to pour into your people, Father God, knowing that as we pour into others, Father God, you are continually pouring into us, Father God. So as your humble servants, Father God, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this day, Father God. And we look forward, Father God, to just moving through on this journey, Father God, and reaching and teaching more of your kingdom builders. Father God, we thank you for the Empowerment Place Ministry. We thank you for the obedience of Apostle Valerie and Apostle Benny, Father God. Expand their territory, Father God, and just expand their group of influence. These things we bring to you in prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Be empowered. We love you, and God loves you too.
Good night.